with you. Well, it's a good day to be me.
Are we done with rehearsal yet, Kenny? Is rehearsal over? Is this the real thing? Is this the secret to a vital life? Getting tuned up.
Yes, you're on, Mr. Seven.
Okay, there it is. Somebody just pointed a finger at me. However, that was the wrong finger. Sorry. 888, let's listen. 888-302-3684. And I don't even work for NBC. Got to think about that one for a minute. Okay. The Olympics and the coverage and the happiness and the unhappy. A lot has happened since yesterday. The facts on the games. The game's off to a slow start yesterday. Remember we were talking about the fog? Yesterday was pretty foggy.
Yeah.
Unhappy Russian hockey fans protesting outside the U.S. Embassy. Ah, wait a minute. Did you know that there was an American ref and his call in the hockey game? Remember the Russians lost 3-2 over the weekend? An American ref may have screwed things up for the Russians, according to the Russians anyway. The goal scored by Russia, which would have given them the win, was disallowed because the net on the goal had come loose. NHL rules would have allowed the goal. The rule for the International Ice Hockey Federation is different. So any goal that comes stopping play has to happen until the goal netting is repaired. All right, so who really won? We didn't know this, or we didn't have the insight to the inside yesterday. Did we screw the Russians? 888-302-3684. Was this a perpetration? A fraud? All right, so Bob Costas was healthy. He returned. Where is... This is drama here so far. I haven't seen any scores or any results. Drama.
No, everything everyone is talking about is stuff that happened away from the games.
And then there's Kristen Cooper. More insight into that. Yesterday, that was still percolating, and a lot of people were not hearing, playing, or interested in whether or not she or he started the conversation. If you're not familiar with that, Bodie Miller was interviewed by NBC reporter Kristen Cooper, who continued to ask him about his brother, who died last year, until Bodie broke down crying. A lot of conversation on the radio yesterday about that. Bodie addressed the situation on Twitter saying, quote, "I appreciate everybody sticking up for me. Please be gentle on Ms. Cooper, who is crazy emotional and wasn't her fault." Well, here's the way. After listening to the whole thing, Kenny, I don't know, you probably listened to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that he did open the door. Matter of fact, if we have the whole conversation, I forgot to ask Evan whether we did or we didn't. If we have the whole conversation, it would be obvious, and many of you have probably heard it, it's been ad nauseum discussed by talk radio people, and we'll have a little bit more of it, I guess, today, because, again, it is a drama, 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 and more drama. But even though she asked questions that she ought not to, had she been a seasoned reporter, then she would have known when to stop. The looking up in the sky business was over the top. It was beyond. That was just bad, silly, stupid, whatever. The essence of Bodie Miller's response, though, suggesting that she wasn't trying to cause pain. Apparently, the two of them are friends. They've known each other for a long time. She was involved in the Olympics, and that's how she got the job. She's not good at what she does. So then... You go through all kinds of excuses, and you listen to a lot of palaver, that's a lot of baloney. And so, other than I'm going to play for you a couple of different cuts from a couple of different talk radio hosts about this, other than that, it becomes nonsensical because it's just the same old, same old. It's kind of like reporting or talking about on the radio politics. Usually by the time it filters down to this program at this time, there's not much new. And what goes on in this Hour of the Good Day program is a synthesis, if you will, an overview of what a lot of people have said about things. Maybe you make up your mind. Maybe there's something different. Maybe there's something new. Maybe you didn't know. Again, I didn't know at this point yesterday what the extent was of the whole conversation after having heard it. Yeah, he did open the door. He did talk about his brother first. And then because she's not professional and not very good, it went beyond where it needed to go. And I think that's my read on it. You can read it differently if you'd like. 888-302-3684, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com or ken@dougstefan.com. So, Kenny, what do you have that backs up either what I've said, what other people are thinking? Am I on the right path in terms of a basic consensual conversation?
There's still some on both sides. Johnny says that Cooper was just doing her job. Bodie brought up the subject, and she asked follow-ups.
Yeah, she's not very good at it. She doesn't know when to stop. Right. There's probably a producer in her ear saying, go for it, go for it. You know, there's very little that these people do on their own. They've got a plug in their ear, and a producer or a director is back somewhere in the director's box saying, you know, keep pushing or keep asking or get them to cry. You know, that's very... The fact that that is probably what happened doesn't excuse the fact that she doesn't know what she's doing, but it does sort of give her, between what Bodie said himself about it, the fact that he opened up the conversation, the fact that she's inexperienced, all those things are sort of part of the whole. Anyway, what else?
Michael says... she went way, way, way too far. I was waiting for him to start calling her expletives because I sure was.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because we didn't know the whole story, most of it. What else?
And Brent says, I love raw emotion, and Bodie Miller seemed to be cool with how the interview played out.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what else is there that hasn't been said? Anything?
I don't know. I posted still on the Olympics, but away from Bodie Miller, I posted a pretty cool picture on our Facebook page that somebody took probably over the weekend of the Olympic rings, and you can see the full moon right in the middle ring, the way they've taken the picture. And it's a really, whether you have Olympic fever or not, it's a pretty cool picture.
Yeah.
If you want to go to our Facebook page and take a look at that.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show, 14 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stefan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Stefan when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. 9262.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch.
Try Nutrident Complete from Rylabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
All right, 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Evan Mantell is at the controls in our studio in Washington in this hour. And you are here, available to check us out in any number of ways, 888-302-3684. If we find that your call applies, then we'll put you on the air. Sometimes we record it for posterity. Sometimes we take some of the calls from some of the programs that we monitor. Before we get to the monitored programs, let's listen to the contextual conversation, see if your mind changes. Again, things sometimes, people's minds are changed by the facts of a story. Sometimes they aren't. Here's pretty much the entire conversation between Bodie Miller and Kristen Cooper.
Bodie, such an extraordinary accomplishment at your age, after a turbulent year, coming back from knee surgery to get this medal today. Put it in perspective for us. How much does it mean to you?
It's incredible. You know, I always feel like I'm capable of winning medals, but as you see in this Olympics, it's not that easy. To be on the podium, it was a really big day for me, and I had a lot riding on it. Even though I didn't really ski my best, a lot of mistakes, I'm just super, super happy.
And Bodie, for a guy who said the medals don't really matter, they aren't the thing, you've amassed quite a collection. What does this one mean to you in terms of all the others?
This was a little different. I think, my brother passing away, I really wanted to come back here and race, the way he sent it. So this was a little different.
Bodie, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
A lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here and just a tough year.
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games, and how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him, and was it for him?
I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
Hey, at that point, it gets silly. At any rate, the essence of him opening up the door, a lot of people say, okay, that's what gave her the window to ask more questions. Just she was reaching. Because she's not a seasoned air person. She's not a seasoned interviewer. She sort of asked the same question. What's going on there? What's going on there? It is like somebody is speaking to her. Kenny, you've probably been in these situations. I know I have. Where there's somebody in your ear telling you what to do. And she doesn't have the facility to do anything other than ask the same question kind of in a different way three or four times. What's going on there? What's going on there? What's going on there? Okay. At any rate. Medal events. We'll check on the results and then more of the same here. 21 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Would you like to walk like an Olympian? Pretty interesting things. There's an interesting article in Men's Health this month, Kenny. A reporter, no, I think it was Women's Health, I'm just trying to reconstruct it in my mind, was asked to go live like an Olympian, go through what they go through training-wise, go through what they go through in their living situation, using the that app that hooks you up, all of that stuff. Pretty interesting as to how things are, you don't know what they're doing or how they're living. The amount of effort, concentration, work that takes place with these people. And then it's sort of also a very interesting reality, what life is like over there, or not just over there, but in general, when you go through Olympics, whether it's Summer or Winter Olympics. All right, so the Russians are in first place as far as medal count, 19 total, with 5 gold, 8 silver, 6 bronze. Americans have the same numbers. We have fewer silver and more bronze. That's why we're in second place. Netherlands went from first to third, 17 total medals there. Norway has 15 with 5, 3, and 7. Canada has 15 with 4, 7, and 4. Those are the top four. Now let's tune in to host Mike Rosen talking to one of his callers who doesn't think the NBC reporter did anything wrong. More or less, again, some of the same sort of material. But it's interesting to hear the different context of it from different hosts' point of view and different callers.
She asks essentially the same question three different ways and keeps pushing. If you see the video, and perhaps you saw it when it was on television originally, even though for the first few questions, his voice doesn't betray how emotional he is. You can see it in his facial expression. But she just kept pushing until she finally got what she wanted. And do you suppose when she got back to the studio that she got anything less but, hey, attaboy or attagirl. Hey, boy, you sure got a good one there. I can't stand that stuff. Let's go to Artie in Golden. Hello, Artie.
I thought it was a fabulous interview. I think she did a wonderful job.
Each to his own.
Yeah, no, I understand. But if you listen to the questions and don't think about how Bodie's reacting, they're big questions. I mean, she's digging away. And if you listen to interviews, they ask those kind of questions all the time in interviews where someone's, family member is.
I know. I can't stand it. You like it. Okay.
Well, I don't know if I like it. I'm just saying, to me, it's a legitimate question.
Up to a point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then that's.
I think she went beyond that point, in my view.
I thought it was the best thing that could have happened to Bodie. It was a attention getter. All the media is talking about it, and it's all over Twitter and everywhere. And Bodie, over the years, has not been thought of as a warm, you know, cozy guy, even though he is in real life. But in the media life, he's a real, you know, tough guy. I mean, he doesn't. And all he really is an individualist. He believes in, you know, making yourself, make out of yourself what you can. And what a great job he's done. So this interview has done nothing but help him, because it shows the real side of him that the public, you know, hasn't really seen. And now he'll be coming out of the Olympics after, what, 5 Olympics now with a medal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's worth $1 million. It's worth more than that in publicity, in good publicity, and he deserves it.
Okay, well, listen, I was certainly rooting for him to hold that spot and get at least the bronze, if not the silver. I don't imagine that this NBC interviewer was really thinking about what was best for Bodie. She wanted to get him to crack, and she succeeded.
Where the heck's Charlie Sheen while all this is going on? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Again? Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, normally during this hour of the program, every hour has a different flavor, 6 hours a day. So in this hour, we are connected to a lot of talk radio programs to get the sense of what people who are interested in the issues of the day think about some of the issues and what the opinions are after we try to put the facts together. The fact is that the interview with Bode Miller that was a subject yesterday of wild speculation and wild interest. By the way, speaking of NBC, anybody stay up late to watch the monologue or to watch the new Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show? I did not. Kenny, you were up. Did you watch any of it?
I did watch quite a bit of it, yeah.
And?
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought he did a really good job.
Was it the usual show that he was doing an hour later?
There's more money there for the Tonight Show, so
yeah.
It was a nicer studio and thing.
He's in New York. Is he in the old Tonight Show, the original Tonight Show studio in Rockefeller Center?
I'm not sure. I know it's not the same studio it's not the same late night studio that he was in.
There are four.
I don't know if
there are four main studios in that building. Four big operational studios, and there always have been. And he was doing the smallest studio there was where he was hosting the Late Tonight Show. What do they call that show? After Dark or
Late Night?
Late Night. Okay.
Late
Clever.
Night. Yeah.
All right. So that's in the smallest studio. Where they have Saturday Night Live is the largest studio, and then if I remember correctly, the old Saturday Night Live studio, or the new one, or the present one, I don't know if they've used the same one for the entire however many 20-some-odd years. How long has SNL been on? That's been 30 almost. The 70s? That goes back to the 70s.
Yeah, it goes to the mid-70s, so it's
coming up on
40.
Yeah, I believe they use the old Tonight Show studio. And then there's the game show studio, which is closer to the bottom level. Anyway, what difference does it make? Why am I walking down memory lane here? Who cares what studio it's done? At any rate, I didn't stay up to watch it, but my other half did. Although she was half asleep when I talked to her, it was like 5 minutes before he was supposed to go on. And I was, I'm 3 hours later because I'm on the West Coast anyway, so it wouldn't have made any difference. But what did you expect? There's nothing. The guy's a seasoned performer. Pretty much people know what to expect from him. And so he has some more high-level guests. I don't see the big... What I find interesting is that Lorne Michaels is in charge of a lot of programming on NBC now. He's in charge of The Tonight Show. He's in charge of what Seth Meyers is doing, and he's still in charge of SNL. And the guy's, what, 74, 75, 76 years old. Been doing this for a long time. He still is spry and has... See, that's the thing. That's a pretty good example of a different conversation that we probably won't have here. But those who think that life ends at 65 or 62 or ought to end at 62 or 65, get yourself charged up like Lorne Michaels is and work the way he has and be interested in what you're doing and love it and love your life, and you go on as long. I'm a lot younger than he is, but I intend to fully do that. As long as my mouth keeps working, you keep listening, put two and two together, and we got four. We're talking, let's go back to the Olympics and what is on the bill of fare for today, or actually what conversationally has happened. American ice dancers Merrill Davis and Charlie White won their country's first gold in the sport with a sparkling free dance performance after setting a world record in their program. The two didn't let up. They beat their rivals' training buddies. They share a rink in Detroit, as a matter of fact, and a coach, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore. Is that how you pronounce his name? M-O-I-R, I would say it would be Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. U.S. ended another drought on Monday when American bobsledder Stephen Holcomb and Stephen Langton took bronze in the two-man bobsled. Russia's pair of bobsledders did not lose a single heat en route to taking home a gold for Russians. So the Russians are in first position, Americans in second position, and they're still upset about Saturday's defeat in the hockey arena. So, yeah, nah, 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 nah. Here's host Paul Kaliner, back to radio coverage, suggesting what happened with Bodie Miller is unfortunately par for the course with the NBC News and most of the news media today.
This isn't just about sports, because I've actually had this very argument with people in news. When I was a reporter, I never got into journalism, never got into the reporting world, never did that to tell the human interest stories. That wasn't my bag. I got into it for the constitutional reasons. I got into it because I wanted to watch government. I believed in the constitutional role of a free press. That's why I got into it. So you send me off to go talk to somebody who just lost somebody close to them, I would ask them basically, you know, one question, which was, or two questions really, was basically the same form. It was, or different forms of the same question, which is, how will you remember them? What will you most remember? What will you most miss? And once I got that, I'm gone. I'm not, and here's the thing. You ask the question like that, and it allows the person to talk about the great person they just lost. And they can find, you know, they'll always remember this certain event or saying or something. And it gives you your soundbite. I'm out of your hair. It doesn't make you feel like I hoard you out, which is exactly what NBC did. But that's exactly what NBC does on all of this, all the Olympic stories. And Bodie Miller and his girlfriend or his wife, they sat for these interviews at the beginning of this. This was part of the larger narrative of Bodie Miller's redemption. And now he's grown so much and all. This was part of the storyline. That's what the Olympics have become. And we're all sitting there watching this. I don't know, man. It makes me uneasy. And unfortunately, it's not just in sports coverage. It's not just in the Olympics. This is part of news as well. Reporters going out and not just trying to capture the emotion of the moment, but trying to induce that emotion. And that's the thing that I disagree with and always have, always will. You're not supposed to be part of the story. It's not up to the reporter or journalist to try and make someone cry, whether it's the subject or the audience. Or the audience. Now, if I'm talking to somebody and I'm interviewing them and they just break down and start crying, yeah, I'll probably use it. I'll think about how to use it. But I'm not going to go out and try to get them to cry. That's not the point. It shouldn't be the point. That was obviously the point of what Kristen Cooper was doing in that interview. But that's not even the real shame of it. The shame of it is on NBC's part, because they had hours to pick and choose what part they would show, and they showed it all. They showed it all. And they did it because they're all sitting back in their ivory tower saying, oh, yeah, yeah, he's going to cry. Oh, that's gold. Let's use all of it. That is the sad state of affairs of modern journalism.
Right. It's not journalism. It's hacksterism. 888-302-3684. They should close down all the journalism schools because they don't do anything. They don't teach. Or if people are learning about journalism, it's usually political and it's left or right, mostly left with the journalism schools, at least that I know. All right, let's go back to the executive producer's job. He's the boss over at the Winter Olympics. He defended the interview with Bodie Miller. The network, in fact, issued a statement defending the conduct of the interview. Kristen Cooper did a fine job, says Jim Bell. He was, as you can imagine, he became the... Who would even know who this guy is? Except the rest of the news media goes and, and right. jumps on him. There's a story in the LA Times today. He says, that's what we do. Some of the reaction to it we understand, but people don't know these athletes. They don't know their sports. It sort of backs up what we were talking about yesterday, Kenny, where the Olympics or these sorts of things are no longer the events, but it's the stories of the people, because it has worked well, especially to attract women viewers and women listeners to tell the stories. Women loved, I bet you, that more of the input that we got at facebook.com/Gaudet or Twitter at Gaudet Show was from women when it came to this, to the interview, not to how we're doing in the medal count, not to the Americans, the Russians, and who else is doing what, but because of this sort of thing, this is what NBC and other people who are producing shows like this, they think this is the way to get a broader audience to tell the story. And to a point, they may be right, because watching some of these events, although last night there were some, I was getting a blow by as I was walking my dog and talking to my girlfriend who was watching the Olympics and yawning, but she still was focused on the event and how beautifully they were handling, I think it was precision ice dancing or something. I don't know what she was watching, but at any rate, she was all into it. I mean, she never stays up after 10 o'clock, and it was almost 11:30, and she's barely able to stay awake, and she's watching this stuff. So I think that's really what these people are there to make money. They spent $1 billion to have the rights to broadcast these games, so they're going to get as much out of it as they can. That's, it's on all of their networks, and it's cover to cover, and yada, yada, yada. So that's this year's Winter Olympic Games. Going back to this date in 1960, the 8th annual Olympic Games in Squaw Valley, California, there was also a lack of snow there that prompted organizers to hire Native Americans to do a snow dance.
Really?
Yes. But a deluge of rain was the only result of that. Snow finally arrived just before the opening ceremonies, which had been delayed to await the arrival of Vice President Nixon, who would declare the games open. The storm held up his flight. There's that story. There's another story today that has nothing to do with this that is sort of on people's minds. A baby, it was turbulence. I think it was a United flight, wasn't it? United Airlines flight yesterday, and it became so turbulent. Mother holding onto a baby, the baby flew up into the air. I'd like to take a ride. I'd like to be a part of that. 888-302-3684. Okay. So what do we have that is of interest and importance? You're going to have to wait and hear on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid Plus Up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a world wide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
The Next Heaven Good Day program, now with a focus on something that's even more important than the Olympics, if you can believe it. The focus on Barbie appearing in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This is a big deal, and justifiably so, as we hear in this conversation from host Steve Courtney, who talks to swimsuit model Genevieve Morton about the Barbie deal. This is a big Barbie deal.
The 50th anniversary of the swimsuit issue, Barbie is like 55 years old, and she is getting some attention in this issue.
Well, you know, obviously, Barbie shows girls what they can be, and there's a lot of different options. I think you can look at it whatever way you want, but obviously, from a Sports Illustrated perspective, I think it's just, you know, Barbie's a legend. We have so many legends in the issue, and I think, you know, from my perspective, it's a good thing.
When you become involved, and certainly Barbie has been such a great role model for young girls over the years, because, you know, we have seen her as a stewardess, we have seen her as a doctor, as a nurse, as a lot of different things. When you become involved directly, as you have as a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Genevieve, how does that change your life?
Well, you know, when I started modeling years ago, I always decided, said to my mother at the time, I said, you know, I want to be able to show women that you can be beautiful and healthy. You don't need to have, you know, a negative body image. And the best thing about Barbie is she shows people that you can do whatever you want. And it's true, you can. And another thing that she does for people is teaches women how to be feminine and beautiful. And that's what she did for me.
Well, and I'm sure you've heard it maybe during your career as a model there, Genevieve. In particular, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, there are those. There are some female organizations that are in the impression that the SI swimsuit issue exploits women. What is your thought on that?
I don't think that it exploits women. First of all, it's our choice to be in the issue. And second of all, I think Sports Illustrated swimsuit portrays a very, very diverse set of women, women that have gone on to become amazing businesswomen and really use the magazine as a launching platform for other things to show that they are strong women in all fields, you know. I think that that's really important to take note of women like Kathy Ireland, who have actually built empires out of being in the issue.
She sure has. She's done wonderfully well. Congratulations to her. 51 after on Good Day.
Now
you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The top stories of the day. Spent a lot of time on the Olympics, a little time on Barbie. Now it's time to spend a little more time on George Zimmerman. Zimmerman. Everybody knows when you say Zimmerman who we're talking about. You may have heard about his public statements. This is the first time he's actually been on the record since he was acquitted in the murder of Trayvon Martin. This was a Spanish-language interview with Univision. He says he lives in constant fear, needs bodyguards and bulletproof vests. My, my, my. Here's the Taco's Mike Broomhead, who discussed the many people talking about the folks who are still mad at George. And they're also angry at CNN for the interview that he did, the separate one that aired yesterday on CNN. He blames a lot of his problems on media and the president.
CNN interviewed George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman spoke and said, God is the only judge I have to answer to. He said he was homeless. And I want you to hear a couple. This is an interview with CNN. I want you to hear George Zimmerman. He was talking about whether or not he's sorry about what happened, and there's a few pieces of audio here. But play that first one, Andrew.
Do you regret that you killed Trayvon Martin?
It's a simple question, but one George Zimmerman can't seem to answer.
Unfortunately, the Department of Justice is conducting a civil rights investigation. So those are the types of questions that, because of the investigation, I have to tread lightly and I can't answer them.
We checked, and the Department of Justice is investigating any civil rights violations, but says charges aren't expected. Still, Zimmerman's reluctance seems to be about more than legalities.
Do you regret that night? Do you have regrets about it?
Certainly, I think about that night, and I think I my life would be tremendously easier if I had stayed home.
If you could go back, you would have stayed home that night.
Certainly, yes. In hindsight, absolutely.
And now, as a point of clarification, you said my life would be so much easier. When you say I wish I had stayed home that night, are you thinking about you and also Trayvon Martin?
Certainly, I think about them, him. I think about my family, all the families that have been put in any type of dangerous situation.
All right. Let's, I'm finding that to be not as informative. I actually listened to Bill Carroll yesterday on his KFI here in Los Angeles program talking about Zimmerman's interview
And I find this conversation to be a little bit more to the point about what he feels his regrets. I'm talking about Zimmerman's regrets.
Well, how can you not answer that? Can't you just say, I'm sorry that anyone had to die that day? Can't you say that? That doesn't assign blame. It doesn't assume guilt. Can't you just say that? I mean, I just don't think it's smart. He's become a little too smug in his non-answers.
I have regrets about it. Certainly, I think about that night, and I think my life would be tremendously easier if I had stayed home.
If you could go back, you would have stayed home that night.
Certainly, yes. In hindsight, absolutely.
Are you thinking about you and also Trayvon Martin?
Certainly, I think about them, him. I think about my family, all the families that have been put in any type of dangerous situation. So yes, I think about everybody involved.
If you could go back,
well, he's really not gonna focus on Trayvon Martin or show any regret about the fact that he's dead. He's just not gonna do that. Now this is where he gets in trouble because people want to say he's blaming the victim here and doesn't have any sympathy for the victim. He only feels bad for himself.
The victim was Trayvon Martin. You know that.
No, I certainly was a victim when I was having my head bashed into the concrete and my nose broken and beaten. So I wouldn't say I was not a victim.
What do you want to say to people who believe that you went out that night as a vigilante looking for trouble and found it?
Yeah, I want to play that answer, too, but... you know what? His narrative has always been, though, that he was fighting to save his own life. Well, what do you expect him to say there? I don't understand why there's so much focus on this. People are so surprised. Why does he see himself as a victim? That was always his argument. Self-defense. If you believe you're fighting back in self-defense, then you're a victim. Right? That doesn't mean that that you're happy that Trayvon Martin is dead. It just means that I'm fighting for my life, so I'm a victim. And in the end... the perpetrator died. That doesn't mean I'm not a victim. But it comes back to whose side of the story you're going to believe. But why would George Zimmerman change his story now? What people expect to say, well, I wasn't really a victim. Are you kidding me? I got away with murder. I would have been just fine. I just wanted this kid dead because I didn't like the look of his face. I didn't like the color of his skin. He's not going to say that. And we're never going to know if it's true, because whatever you think about George Zimmerman, he's too smart to ever trip up and offer his real feelings, if those are even his real feelings.
Hmm. First time I ever heard anybody call George Zimmerman smart. Maybe he is. I don't think we'll ever really know. It'll be the same stuff back and forth forever. Thus endeth this hour of the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.